Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So good morning, everyone. Welcome. Hope you're all keeping well. So quite an eventful last couple of days from a central bank perspective with regards to their outlook on their relevant economies with things like unemployment and inflation front and center. So let's break it down for you in a little bit more detail. We'll do our analysis over the course of the next 10, 15 minutes. We'll put together hopefully a bit of a coherent view. We'll identify where we're likely to get the best trades. And that's what we'll be looking to execute over the course of the trading day. So we are in a few decent profitable trades already, which is good. We're actually getting to the point where we're looking to kind of maximize our returns on those trades. So this morning is about trade mitigation. Let's remove most of the risk in some of the trades we're in, and let's focus on maximizing profits now. So all profitable traders then, as a quick introduction, need to consider which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome. So trade management along with trade psychology, that's the melting pot of trading financial markets, all the elements that you kind of need to build. We address these considerations every day in our live trading rooms, of course, and we're strong advocates of maintaining a high degree of consistency when market dynamics can be a little bit on the crazy side or perhaps not particularly coherent. We want to try and stay somewhat consistent in our decision making, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient when it's required. And we spoke the first part of the week, prices were going in the opposite direction to what we would have expected. What that does is gives us an opportunity to exit our strategy at higher prices if we're selling and lower prices if we're buying, which works out quite nicely for us and our trading style. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So for this, we'll bring up Forex Factory. Okay, so let's take a little step back and we'll just do... We've got US inflation just coming in a little bit higher than certainly previous numbers. We've gone from 2.6 to 2.7. We've got CPI, core CPI, looking stubborn, let's say. Then we've got a 50 basis point rate cut from the Bank of Canada. That was followed up by a surprise 50 basis points from the SMB. And then we had the ECB commit to 25 basis point rate cut with potentially a couple more in the pipeline. So we've got a lot of major central banks worried about their economy, slightly lower growth, inflation that's troublesome perhaps, and they're acting to bring down their interest rates at the same time. Now this creates that interest rate differential that we keep talking about with the US interest rates much higher than everywhere else. Let me show you that. Just should be here on the left-hand side of the screen. There it is. So what we have is the US and the UK still at 4.75, and we were up at 5.5%. But all these central banks are in the process of cutting, and the CAD, the Eurozone, the Swiss, we're probably likely to have a dynamic early next year for them, for the BOJ to actually start raising rates. So these are the areas of interest. In fact, these are the areas in which we quite like to look at those trades, the euro dollar and the dollar Swiss. And so these central bank decisions support those dollar strength trades. That was the overall takeaway. Within there, we've actually got PPI, which is also slightly elevated above expectations and above previous as well. So that's not good for the US economy. And the unemployment claims took a sizable jump higher. 21,000 jobs, unemployment claims above what was expected. So it's not that alarming just yet, but if this is the direction of travel and next week we get slightly higher unemployment claims, then it becomes a bit of a problem. If we get above like 260, then there is a clear something going on in the background, which we've been talking about for quite some time. And the ECB, Christine Lagarde, actually meeting by meeting, which is what she's sort of said before, but actually the statement and the overall sort of decision making from the ECB is very dovish. And as a result, we can probably look at the euro in terms of further weakness. And then you build in political and economic difficulties, let's say, for the German economy and the French economy in the process of picking a new prime minister in France. So a lot of political turmoil. So today, nothing of any major interest for us. The UK GDP number month on month actually come in much worse than what was expected. So here's the GDP. It's certainly weaker. In the last 3 months, this number is certainly weaker than what was expected with a new Labour government in play. But you can see it's quite up and down. The worrying aspects to this is that it's two consecutive months of minus 0.1. And if this extends and gets worse and worse and worse, then you've got a technical recession in the UK. Right. So what does that mean for us? Just a quick look at the numbers in the Treasury markets. You've got the 2-year and the 10-year. And they're bouncing a little bit off their lows, so it just means there's a little bit of sort of elevated risk, which actually feeds into our dollar strength trade, which is what we've been focusing on all week. So let's see if we get further upside. We're pretty close to 4.42. We're a little bit flatter or a little bit off the highs. Still got a little bit to do on the 2-year. Okay, so looking at the charts then. So we've got some profitable aspects to these trades. We, if I just bring up our, we can probably take this away now, just at the top of the screen. So our bias is quite bearish for the indice markets. We've not really had any significant follow through just yet, but we are very interested to see if markets like the German DAX, we're the only trade we're looking to take in the indice markets is the German DAX. And the reasons for that are a bit of a rollover off these very, very significant highs. Now, the momentum trade is very much higher. We've got a weakening economy. There's a lot of political turmoil in Germany, a lot of economic difficulties with the potential for further tariffs coming down the track and a relationship with Donald Trump, and the struggling Eurozone, I think is putting it politely. So we're looking for a bit of weakness. And you can see yesterday, actually, we didn't really do or achieve anything at all. And today it's looking quite bullish, but we do have our stop loss above the highs. So it is a bit of weakness in the indices, and it's the only area in which we would suggest a bit of an indice weakness for now. So we're quite willing to just hold on to it. It's the Dow Jones that's been probably the biggest mover to the downside. But the resilience in the S&P and the NASDAQ has again been phenomenal. No such weakness, even with inflation ticking a little bit higher, it's still profoundly resilient. So you wonder what it's going to actually take for this market to take into account the economic backdrop. So pure resilience again from these indice markets. So really, our main focus has been the dollar. And you can see the indices, although we have moved higher, we spent an awful lot of time moving sideways. But the trades that we're still in, the euro dollar to the downside, let me just take this off. Further downside expected with such a dovish ECB. It kind of devalues the euro dollar with a very dovish ECB. So further downside expected. If you look at on the daily time frame, the momentum is lower, and no reason why we won't get some continuation over the course of the day. So what we have is the ability to mitigate risk now on these trades, and the trade in the dollar is across the board. So it's a really strong move yesterday. Further continuation today for the pound. You could look at the dollar yen, the dollar Swiss, which we're still in. So we're going to mitigate risk completely on the dollar Swiss. Further upside, we're going to be taking profits hopefully up at these slightly higher levels. So and then we'll be looking to perhaps get into it again on early next week. And the dollar CAD, we've got a very bullish bias in it, and we're above the monthly highs now, and looking strong. With the Aussie dollar making that move to the downside yesterday, we can't really mitigate risk on it just yet. We need to break these lows down here, but if we do get down to those levels, then we get to take risk off the table if we don't book in profit at some point today, regardless. And New Zealand dollar, so the dollar, it's all about dollar strength really across all markets. Got a bit of a question mark over the yen. And as far as commodities are concerned, we do have a bearish bias in markets like crude oil, broadly due to the weakening demand in China. I suppose a worried OPEC about oversupply and these prices being put under significant pressure. They announced their cuts, but yesterday we saw a bit of weakness. So we were happy to sell around the $70 level. It's not like we're going to be selling this consistently. We're going to cherry pick different prices. And that $70 level is a big round number that we're comfortable selling below. If it breaks out above these highs and we rally, then we'd be looking to sell around the $72, $73 level. So at very select prices would we be interested in selling crude oil. The gold next. So with the dollar strength, we started to see weakness in gold. It is probably in line with expectations. So we've got a market dynamic, a bit of uncertainty across the indice markets. We'll just amend our trade plan just briefly. So yesterday, potential risk off market conditions, which actually came to fruition. So potential mild risk off. And we use the word potential because we weren't really sure about the indices. Would they actually soften with the backdrop? They probably should do, but they haven't done that much just yet. We've got elevated bond yields, a strong dollar, but we just need the indices to continue to do something. Okay, so we're going to stick with that kind of mentality. So we're going to continue to look for indice weakness. It's by no means at the top of the list. Oh, sorry. It's already there. Do we want to cherry pick? Not really. It's really all about the dollar. So no reason why we won't get at least some continuation in these dollar trades. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll have a bit more of a generic overview. So potential risk off market dynamics in terms of a summary. So we're going to stick with our US dollar strength trade and the potential for US. We've got the DAX. So we just look at the indices across the board, you know, the major global industries that we look at. Let's see if we get a bit of weakness today. If so, there could be some good opportunities there. But it's we need to continue to keep those options open when we trade, mentally more than anything. Markets are awaiting CPI numbers. We've had quite a dovish post so let's keep options open, not get too entrenched, even with the dollar, you know, that can pivot very, very quickly, except we would expect more than just one day of well, we had a bit of pricing going into a lot of yesterday's news, and we've come out of that event still holding on to those trades with further price action moving in line with our expectations. And there's no reason why that should stop within, you know, one or two trading sessions. So further continuation today, we just expect these prices to be lower over the course of the trading day. Okay, so keep those options open post dovish sorry, let me just get these. So yeah, it was the RBA which held. So it's the BOC dropped 50 basis points. Right. Dovish, Bank of Canada, Swiss National Bank, and ECB. All right. So keep options open post Dovish, Bank of Canada, SMB, and the ECB. Okay, so look, that's we're really in the position now of looking to try to maximize our returns on the trades that we've been in all week. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. That's our trade plan for the day. And let's just see how today plays out. So look, that's what we're looking at. On that note, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. Just posted that there into the chat box. The narratives, we've got this sort of quite dovish dynamic, again, for these non-US central banks. The Fed are a little bit more on the hawkish side because they're struggling to cut probably as quickly as other central banks. So the hawkish Fed is the narrative almost. And this is why we are looking at a little bit of weakness in the indices, but the resilience is profound. It's really, really impressive. And it's really the dollar where and the bond yields is where we're getting most of our sort of trade narratives from. So do bear that in mind. On that note, listen, take care of yourselves. Thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade the financial markets, just go to our website, thelivetrader.com, for more information, and we'll speak to you there. Thanks so much, everyone. Take care. We'll switch rooms now. So if you want to join us for the European live trading room, you're very welcome to do so as we manage these trades. For everyone here, take care. Have a good weekend, and we'll speak soon. Bye for now.